Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, Reatha.
Good morning, Jim Zulie. How are you this fine Monday morning?
And good morning to all our listeners out there. It's the 26th of October, and we're closing in on the holidays, guys. Are you ready? Are you ready, Reatha?
I'm as ready as I'm going to get. Everybody's grown, so no one gets presents, and except for cash. The turkeys at somebody else's house. I'm actually going on a Mexican cruise for Christmas.
Yep, yep, that's right. Another cruise for Reatha. That's pretty cool. You got to give us all the details on how to kind of find these cruise details and all that kind of stuff. It sounds like fun, you know.
I've never been out of Los Angeles for Christmas in my life, so this will be a first for me, but it should be fun. I'm sure they'll be very festive for Christmas. I'm going with an old friend of mine that I've known for probably 30 or some odd years. And we're just going to have a great time hanging out and cruising in Mexico. I'm grateful that the hurricane or tornado or whatever it was, I guess it was a hurricane, didn't do too much damage down there. I know they are doing some cleaning up, but it didn't do as much damage as they expected. I'll put it that way. So I'm looking forward to Mexico in December.
Yeah, it looked like a big one. They're talking about it was, you know, one of the largest ever. But we're fortunate that Puerto Vallarta and everything's still in one piece. So, well, that's cool.
Absolutely.
You know, Reatha, the holidays are supposed to be a fun time, you know. It's like some time off, relax, have a good time. And people are so inundated with preparing that sometimes you don't have time to enjoy the holiday. I remember I used to be like that on Christmas with the big tree and all the decorations. And then the shopping list, you know, find things to get for everybody. And it's like, wow, is this relaxing? Is this fun? So I toned down some of that stuff, you know, smaller tree and trying to make it a little bit more enjoyable, you know. More easygoing, more fun, relaxing.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
Well, today my hot topic is Madea on the Run. I saw Tyler Perry last night in Madea on the Run. It was absolutely fabulous. I laughed from the time the curtain went up until the curtain went down. Tyler Perry is hysterical. For those of you who have never seen him live on stage as Madea, it's even wilder than Madea on film. Tyler Perry is really such a brilliant, talented man, and it's just amazing what he does on stage. And he has so many TV shows running on the OWN network now. He acknowledged all of them. He thanked all of the audience at the end of the show for supporting him on stage and his television shows. But if Madea on the Run comes to your town or your neighborhood, I highly recommend it. I've seen most of Tyler Perry's plays live on stage. And I've got to say, this one was, I think, by far the best. He breaks all the rules as far as stage is concerned. He breaks the fourth wall. He talks to the audience. Don't come in late. They start on time. And if you come in late, Tyler Perry will just turn right there and say, honey, the show started at 7:30. You need to be here at 7:30. You need to sit down right now. I mean, it is just a mess. But it is hysterical. It is touching. It is meaningful. It's everything a play should be. So, again, if it's in your neighborhood, go check out Tyler Perry in Madea on the Run. The rest of the cast is brilliant. There's music. The singers are great. Those of you who know Cassie Davis, Well, Cassie Davis and I used to go to church together, and that sister can blow. And she sings, and the rest of the cast sings, and it's just really a fun night of theater. So, again, if you have the opportunity, Madea on the Run, run and go see it.
Madea on the Run, sounds good.
And your hot topic this morning.
Well, we were talking about this hurricane, and, you know, you just don't know because, I mean, from the way that looked, the whole coast was going to be rearranged. So, you know, do your homework, be prepared. You know, you just don't know what kind of severe weather's on your way. Now we have an early warning, severe weather detection situation. Get your ducks in a row, okay? Think ahead. Plan ahead, be prepared, for nothing worse than saying, oh, I wish I would have after you come home and you see the mess, you know. Think ahead. Just get an idea what might happen. Like, we have possible El Nino rains coming. Now, you know, it could be a big thing. It might not, but you don't know. They're saying the water's warm out there. It could produce a lot of rain. Is your house in order? You know, do you have the leaks, are the leaks fixed? Your drainage, like, for instance, in my backyard, if the water builds up too much, I could have a situation, but I'm on a hill, so it works out okay. But I see these people coming home with 4 feet of mud in their house. Oh, well, the thing is, get your really valuable stuff, if the situation's coming up, and put the pictures and the tapes and the important documents and the coin collections or whatever it is, you know. Put them up in a high place. Put them in a safe. You know, if it's a bigger type situation where you could really be in, power outage or whatever. Do you have a generator? If that's, most people don't have that, a little expensive. But do you have backup lights, batteries, things like that? Maybe sternos. If there's a food shortage, and that's what happens when I was in Illinois, there's a big snowstorm. There was no food left in any of the stores. They were emptied out. So my idea is, and don't forget, have water online, but, you know, at your home. But if you run out of that, you got your hot water tank for emergency water. And have some sternos. So if you have some packets of food, you could put them on a little cooker, the little sterno things, and they just fit in your hand. You could lay them, and then you could cook some of your emergency food, just little things like that. Just be prepared, be ready. You never know what's around the corner. So just a quick emergency hot topic tip for you, Aretha. You know, to get all your stuff ready to go in case there's a flood in your area. So.
Well, I'm pretty much not in a flood zone, but we're still in earthquake country. They're predicting a big one within the next 3 years. We generally get one around every 20 years. We're at the 21-year mark since the last big one. So we're due. We're absolutely due.
I researched that, so we're up on a hill, so we don't have the flood situation. But, you know, like you say, you never know what can happen. There could be a power outage. Well, do you have something where at least you have some lights? And all it takes is maybe 4 or 5 of these emergency light situations or these electric lanterns now with the long-term batteries. You have something there, you know.
I have a generator, but it's a gas generator, and it occurred to me, having a generator is only going to do me so good because if you're in that kind of situation, the generator has to stay outside, and how safe is that, you know?
Well, that's just it, and it's expensive. Yeah. So, you know, they have lights now. They have these special lanterns where the lights, the batteries last for a long time. And, you only need them a certain time in the evening. I mean, we have candles too, but you don't want any problem with a candle. But the batteries last, and you have something. You know, the thing is, we just don't think this is going to happen. And when it does happen, and if it's a long-term power outage, then you kind of wish you'd planned for some of that. But I keep bringing back the point about your stuff. Like, if you had to leave, you got to go real quick, or there's a fire or whatever, what are you thinking? Like, oh, my God, I have this in the closet, and it's too late to grab it. Well, see, that kind of stuff, if it's put away in a safe enough place, and I say safe, that's the thing. It could be a burglar-proof, fire-proof, flood-proof type of safe. And then no matter what happens, it's all in order when you get back. You open it up, and of course, we don't have to worry about our pictures anymore. Like, you know, you used to worry about the pictures and the fires. Now it's all digital, so you got it backed up. But, I mean, you may still have some of those old ones that's not been transferred, you know, over to digital. And we got a lot of that stuff.
It's a good thing to have those type of things digitally photographed, too. You can put them up in the cloud, and then pretty much they're pretty much safe, even if you don't have access to the cloud immediately. In theory, at some point it's going to come back. So your marriage licenses, copies of your passport, those type of things you can digitally save. But that brings us up to our first commercial, Jim.
That's right.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com. I wanted to tell you a little bit about what we do. You can check out our news section, radio section, mobile TV channel, our magazine, talent and corporate situations of all angles, our celebrity capacity, our EasyWay Angels, our events. We have our events calendar always up, and our photos and videos. Great coverage of interviews, events, anything that you'd want to watch. EasyWayBroadcasting.com, the best source to find Hollywood and corporate. Remember, EasyWayBroadcasting.com. We go beyond marketing.
That's right. It's called Beyond Marketing. And, I don't know, Aretha, do you, are you there, Reese?
I'm here.
Okay. Do you, so you were talking about the, is that a, you know, like people that aren't really up to date on some of the stuff. You got a box of pictures there. I mean, there are pictures, in our case, they didn't have digital back when we were growing up. But so you have a box of these really cool pictures that when you're in high school and all that, of your friends, your family. Is it a complicated situation to take these and transfer them over? I mean, your old videos, the 16mm or 8mm, and transfer it over?
If you do them yourself, it takes forever. It's a very arduous task. It takes a lot of time. But there are companies that you can insure your pictures, you know, send them registered and signature required and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You send them off to these companies, and they digitally save all of your pictures. It's not that expensive when you take in consideration that you will have a lifetime of memory.
Yeah.
And they will send the pictures back to you, so you will have the original one. But they will do them. So all you have to do is Google, you know, digital companies, digital photos, and you'll find a bunch of these companies. You might even find one near you that you can just take them and drop them off if you live in a big city.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we have all those videos of events we did, you know, years ago. That was the tapes, and we had the tapes before digital. And there's hundreds of events we went to, and we have, you know, it's all stored on the tapes. And then, you know, I was like, we talk about the stuff we pile up in our homes, and, you know, sometimes it can get overwhelming. But I'm going through and almost throughout a couple of boxes that had on the bottom of some, you know, some Goodwill situations, I was just going to donate it. And on the bottom were some of these boxes of her little packets of pictures back from the 60s. And I'm thinking, you know, I before something happens to these, because they're irreplaceable, that's what I'd like to do, is kind of transfer it over to a digital scenario where you don't lose them. They're out there. But then again, I worry about...
Well, you know what, Jim? We've got somebody calling us on the line. I don't know who it is, so surprise us. Who is our guest today? Caller, are you on the line?
Hello there.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Welcome to our show. Yes, we're here.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, this is Valentino Brown.
That's what it sounds like.
Hello there.
How are
you? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thank you so much for asking.
We're just a couple of baby boomers hanging in there trying to share our stories.
There you go. Well, I have a story that's pretty global right now, and it's hot on everybody's list. And I've been doing a lot of things in the background of production work, And one of the things I wanted to do, I contacted Rita just before the show to let her know I was wanted to say hi to both of you. Right now we have a problem, especially in India, about women and the issues of rape, killing, and dying, okay, for no needless cause at all, because people believe they're entitled to have sex whenever they want with young women and women of all ages, okay, which touched me very deeply. It's called India's Daughter is the movie. The producer and the director, Ms. Leslie Udwin, will be in town on October 30th at the Sundance Theater. For more information, it's www.indiasdaughter.com. It'll give you all the details, the Q&A sessions. And also, I'm also hosting Move Your Feet So Others Can Eat on CBS TV, KKL Channel 9. It's a live broadcast of a 5K run for professional runners and athletes, regular men and women, and children to participate. Boys and Girls Club, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, soccer teams, football teams, baseball teams, you name it, we're hosting it, and it will be live Thanksgiving morning. The proceeds
Thanksgiving morning. A 5K run.
Yes,
wow.
Yes. And it's very interesting. We just started it. And, well, there's so much.
You know, we need
on.
Organizations
we
like this.
Time.
We need people involved in this because, you know, Reese and I go over some of these scenarios in our show. There's just so many. You know, we stop and think, well, our generation has more than their generation, and we had the best singers, and we had the – every generation says their own thing. But, you know, it's like Valentino and Reese, when you think back, I don't know if I remember so much turbulence going on in the world and been going on, you know, within the last 5 years or so. Or is it just because we have such instantaneous, you know, response from cable television and all that? I mean, we have access to it so fast. But,
I think it's a combination of everything. I think more is going on. I think the human trafficking thing is just a horrible, horrible thing that's going on all around the world. People think it's not happening here in the United States, but it is. But at the same time, we have people that are doing good events. Eric's always doing charity events. Alantino's covering charity events. People are putting on these events. We have to participate in being part of the good. So, Valentino, if someone's interested in actually being a runner in the 5K, I am not speaking for myself. Thank you very much.
Oh, come on,
Rita. Someone is interested.
You can also
running.
Walk. You can also walk.
You're
see,
still talking
Reese?
5K.
No excuse.
I don't even know how much a kilometer is. I'm not walking it. But how would they find out how to participate?
Well, number one, most of the information will be on my wall on Facebook, Cyberspace Media. That's Alitino, A-L-Y-T-I-N-O, V. Brown, on Facebook. Cyberspace Media, also on Facebook. Everything will be posted there. Michael Brasino is in charge of hosting and sponsorship for everyone participating. It will be a wonderful affair, and there's also so many events that are out there. My schedule has been, oh my goodness,
well,
so
you know, Altino, we, you know, without, like Rita was saying, without people putting in their time and efforts with these kind of events and show, you know, so they can show their support for all these situations that are going on, I mean, it'd be overwhelming because there are so many. And I was going to say, maybe if Rita's kind of hesitating on the 5K run, maybe we could have a little section in there with the golf carts. Those that don't want to participate in the...
Oh, not a problem at all.
And we get to Rita in the golf cart.
Of course you guys know Sonia Harley. Glendale Harley Davidson has donated a special bike for her with a sidecar. She will be in the pace car. I will be behind the booth giving relays. She will also be performing possibly 3 complete sets that day.
See?
Well, I do have a new self-balancing electric scooter that goes 10 miles.
I'm sure we can accommodate you, Rita, no problem.
Reese, I'm a little nervous about you getting on that thing.
I'm trying. Alantina, thank you for joining us today. Tell us again.
Thank you, Alantina.
How can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me at 424-260-6527. Instant messenger me immediately on Facebook. That's Alantino, AlyTinoV Brown. Okay? Please.
Okay.
Everything will be on Facebook.
Thank you.
Just so everybody can share it with your friends and everyone immediately.
Thank you for
your cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Today I'm going to talk about dash cams and security cams. You know, years ago, they cost a fortune to equip your house with cameras, security cameras, to look on your front porch, and no one had dash cams except for the police. And nowadays, you see everything instantly because it seems like everybody has a dash cam. Well, I don't have one, and probably most of you don't have one, but you know what? They've gone down to under $100 each now. And you have to shop around, you have to look for them, but you can get a little dash cam that will capture what's going on while you're driving, which can be used as evidence in accidents. We see all of these horrific accidents, which is horrible to see, but it evidences what's actually going on or what actually happened. There are a lot of people that they can't get the driver's license plate of the car that hit them or that what was involved in an accident. But with these dash cams, you can actually capture the license plate and be able to use that as evidence. The other thing that's going on right now are people are stealing. Remember the days in L.A. when you used to be able to just leave your door unlocked? Now you can't even get UPS or the post office to deliver your packages and expect it to be safe. But with these cameras, these people are getting caught. They actually capture their faces. They capture license plates of their cars. And they're actually going after these people aggressively because deliveries have become booming right now. People are buying stuff online. I buy stuff online all the time. I'm getting just really, I get my vegetables delivered to my house. I buy clothing online. I buy shoes online. I buy electronics, needless to say, online. I almost bought a TV online last night. But you can buy anything online, and these people are stealing them off your porch. So you can get these cameras, again, you have to shop around, but you can get them for like under $100. You can mount them, and you can capture whatever happens at your house. With some of them, they might be a little bit more expensive. You can even monitor on your cell phone. If you get it set up so that you get a text when your package is delivered, you can actually monitor and see that it's delivered to your house. Somebody go pick it up, run by on your lunch and pick it up, or run home, whatever. Pick up your package. So I'm telling you guys, it's time. That's not out of the price range anymore. It's time for all of us to have dashboard cams and security cams, at least on our front door. So that's my tech time for today.
And that's the name of that tune. And I think that's really good information because, you know, how often do people say, oh, what really happened? Or, well, hey, check out my dash cam. I've seen that commercial.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, you know, feeling good, I'm not going to give you more information on nutrition and the best ways to work out. This is a way that allows you to feel good without the veggies or the exercise. Okay, volunteering. The how and why, well, it's simple. The how is just looking into volunteer services. I mean, it's endless, and there's so many things needed, as we're talking about in a hot topic. Researching online and what charities or groups that may need your help. The why is fairly simple. People need help with a multitude of things, hospitals, numerous charities, nonprofits. It's good for you. It gets you out, gets you active. You meet people, and that's healthy in itself. Wind up meeting new friends, and they tell you about their situations, charities and so on and so forth. It just spreads, opens up all kinds of doors that you may never thought of. So it's not just giving your time. You'll find out volunteering is just very beneficial for you and you know, and the thing is, it's like you're helping, you're building up those little treasures, you know, treasures in heaven. You can get your friends involved and it spreads. Look what you've started. Here are a few, just a couple little things. I mean, I know you go on research and I'll show you 100, but you've got schools, school volunteer services. There's a wide variety of needs. Business mentoring, all the years of experience you have can be shared. And you got SCORE. SCORE helps people that have been in business for many years and they share their expertise to entrepreneurs that are starting out. And then you got your church services and your even foster grandparenting. Take advantage of the years you have as being a parent. You can share that. And fundraising, we all know that's endless. Like I say, look into fundraising. And if you're a good fundraiser, you're going to have people knocking on your door. And then you got the campaigns, you know, people running for office. Companies for seniors. There are those who have family and friends. They might be alone. Well, situations where you go to a senior center and they just have no one. You know, they may not have any relatives. All right. So the bottom line is, if you take your time and research the volunteer services, it's going to be more because you think, oh, I don't have time for it. But you know, you start doing it. Start meeting new people, getting new friends, and you wind up helping, and you go to bed at night thinking, hey, you know, I did some good. So it sounds old-fashioned and everything, like, oh, yeah. But in our situation, maybe we have a little bit more time as retirees, more time in your hands. Of course, then again, sometimes we're more busy. But look into that. Instead of sitting around watching TV, you can be out doing stuff. So that's the name of that tune, Reza. And I'll tell you, here we go again, another show just about over.
It's true. I want to remind everybody to check out easywaybroadcasting.com. There's all kinds of stuff on there. The events, people, you can get in contact with celebrities. You can get in contact with businesses. You can even get in contact with the man himself, Easy Eric Zulli. And you can find out the schedule for the radio shows, for the events. Go to easywaybroadcasting.com. You can find out all kinds of stuff. Also, don't forget that we're on Facebook, Baby Boomers Live on Facebook. We put up some pictures. I'm trying to get better at it. And, Jim, I got to get you involved in this. You got to post some stuff. You take all those pictures, post some of them on Baby Boomers Live for us.
And Reza, don't forget, easywaybroadcasting.com is one of the top ranked stations in the world, and I don't know if you're familiar with Alexa, but their Alexa ranking is just at the top. I mean, it's amazing. And well, it's a social media world. Everything's going social media, and here we are in the social media world at the top. I mean, I've seen Eric create this over the years, but you know, it takes its time. It takes its toll. You give up your social life and so on, but here we are trying to just keep you guys informed, and it's time to wrap things up. So hope everybody enjoyed the show, and here we go heading into November, guys. So thanks again, and we will.
And if you go to easywaybroadcasting.com, you can see the pictures from the 70th anniversary of the United Nations. Eric was out there yesterday covering that. Check it out on easywaybroadcasting.com. We will be back next Monday morning at 10 a.m. on easywaybroadcasting.com doing Baby Boomers Live. And I want everyone to just have a fabulous week.
You got it. And we want to hear your report on your travels, Reese, and your cruises and everything. And, yeah, we lost you for a second, but it's good to have you back. And
we'll see you next week.
And, guys, for Easy Way Broadcasting and Reason, don't forget the Sony and the Warner Brother events. Go to the EasyWayBroadcasting.com, check it out. I mean, when you're on the top of the Alexa rating and one of the most powerful stations there is, I mean, you can't let this stuff. You gotta check all this stuff out. And I'm going along for the ride, and I'm amazed by what I've been seeing. So, Rita, we're time to wrap it up again. I can't believe it. Another show.
Okay, well, have a fabulous week, and we'll see you next Monday at 10 a.m. right here at Baby Boomers Live.
So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.